BBC News with Gerry Smith. The Speaker of the Lower House of Parliament in Britain says he's strongly opposed to allowing President Trump to address MPs and peers in Westminster during a state visit planned for later this year. The Speaker, John Bercow, said opposition to racism, sexism and support for an independent judiciary were hugely important to the House of Commons. The biggest technology companies in the United States have filed a joint legal submission arguing that President Trump's travel ban inflicts significant harm on business. A statement said the now suspended ban on the citizens of seven mainly Muslim countries made it hard for US companies to attract talent. Within the past half hour, Mr. Trump has been addressing members of the US military at Central Command headquarters in Florida. He said he strongly supported NATO, but warned other member countries to pay their fair share. The French presidential candidate, François Fillon, has acknowledged making an error of judgment when he employed family members for parliamentary work. But he said the salaries paid to his wife and two children were justified and complained that he was the victim of an unparalleled attack. The Romanian government has rejected calls to resign, despite massive protests which forced it to scrap a decree decriminalising some corruption offences. Demonstrators are on the streets of Bucharest for the seventh night running. The president of South Sudan, Salva Kiir, has said soldiers who rape civilians should be shot. He was speaking on a visit to the town of Yei as part of a reconciliation initiative to win over hostile parts of the country. The Liberian president, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, has ordered a two-month moratorium on all foreign travel by government officials. No reason was given, but correspondents say Liberia's foreign currency reserves have been depleted because of falling commodity prices. BBC News.